Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. Phones, if you want to join the show, are open. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have for you there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We're going to have an interesting next couple, not quite 2 weeks, maybe 9 or 10 days at this point, as the Porcupine Freedom Festival is set to kick off on Monday. Right now, Forkfest is underway on day number, you decide, because it's up to you. Forkfest is not a centrally organized event. Some people showed up earlier this week. A number of people showed up yesterday. I imagine even more people showing up today because, it's the weekend, so more people get off work on Friday, and then they head on up to Rogers Campground to join what could be dozens or hundreds. I have no idea. I know that it's been 3 years since the Forkfest has happened in front of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So it happened 3 years after, the most recent 3 years, it was after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And attendance, not so hot those 3 years. There was a large drop-off after the Porcupine Freedom Festival ended, whereas now we're likely seeing a large run-up into what is the most well-attended Liberty Festival and convention, if you will. I mean, it's not really a convention, but people are convening on the campground. The largest, I think, on the planet right now. So there's going to be a large number of people who are just showing up this weekend just because our own co-hosts, Nikki and Matt, are going to be getting married at Forkfest. That's happening tomorrow, so I know they've been busy down in wherever it is they're having their wedding. I'm not really sure what the plan is for that, but Bonnie and I are hoping to head up there for that tomorrow. And we are expecting to have a full Forkfest show for you that should be airing on tomorrow night's program. So if you want to hear directly from the campground, that, of course, would be the best way to do it. And if you are on the campground right now, you're listening live, and you want to call in with a live Forkfest update, feel free. The number is 603-283-6160. If you want to join the show here tonight. Now, there's been some pretty big news, I guess you could say, in the realm of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's usually some kind of controversy, and I've heard a rumor we may hear from somebody who is banned from Porkfest tonight. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, because I can't predict who's going to call in, but I've heard that's happening. But on the positive side of things, the RFK Jr., which has been a controversial aspect, his speech at Porkfest had been ginning up all kinds of controversy within the libertarian community. It even got to the point where the WMUR local ABC affiliate here in New Hampshire had filed a report about the internal upset within the libertarian movement about the fact that RFK Jr., the Democratic presidential candidate, was going to be speaking. Not so much that he was going to be speaking at Porkfest, but the fact that he is requiring a gun-free zone in order for his speech to proceed. So they are going to have some kind of private security on staff there. Presumably it's RFK's own security team that's going to be providing that security. And that was the issue, because obviously the Porcupine Freedom Festival has for a long time been known as a very gun-friendly place. And by the way, here on Free Talk Live tonight, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about RFK Jr. Porkfest is considered to be a very gun-friendly place. If you are walking around the Porcupine Freedom Festival, then expect to see a large number of guns. In fact, not only just handguns, that's probably the most common, but some people strap a rifle to their back. It's not unheard of. And that's, you know, one of the things that people really, I think, they enjoy about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, especially if they're somebody who's coming from outside, like somebody coming from a place like California or New York State, where guns are highly regulated, highly restricted to this freedom zone, which, by the way, New Hampshire for gun owners is essentially a freedom zone by comparison to California.
When someone comes from Mexico or Germany or something like that, too, they're like, oh, my God, there's so many guns everywhere, and it's awesome.
Right, and they have to go and, like, do a gun shoot, right, because they've never shot a gun before or whatever. And, of course, those things go on during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There are what they call newbie shoots. So an experienced gun owner and shooter takes a group of brand newbies or pretty much newbie types out to a gun range in the Lancaster area. It happens in the northern White Mountains of New Hampshire, a very beautiful place to be. And they do an introductory, you know, here's the basics about gun safety, and here's some guns that you can fire, and, you know, you start small, right, with a .22 caliber or whatever, and you learn how to shoot. And, Bonnie, you went through something like this, not at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but you did a
Women's Defense League of New Hampshire pistol training for beginners.
Right. So it would be kind of like that, I suspect, but not just for women. Although, who knows, maybe Women's Defense League is doing their own thing up there. I don't know. There's literally hundreds, maybe over 1,000 events that are going to be happening during the week at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So, anyway, to come back around to RFK Jr., he is this presidential candidate. He's kind of stirring up controversy within the Democratic Party because he's not towing the official line on vaccines, for instance. He's also not really towing the official line on some other things. I mean, he seems to be like a border hawk, which is a big turnoff for me, personally.
Closed borders?
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, he seems to be pandering to the right wing, I think, to some extent. I mean, not totally. He still, I believe, has some socialist viewpoints or whatever. But, I mean, the guy is not a libertarian by any means. So I understand the critiques as far as, and I agree with the critiques. In fact, I was one of the people critiquing that he shouldn't be speaking from the main stage. And neither should the other non-libertarian presidential candidates.
Yeah.
They should not be speaking from the main stage either. The Vivek guy from the Republicans, Larry Elder from the Republicans, I think Tulsi, who's pretty much a Republican. I don't think she's a presidential candidate. But, like, all these national people, these presidential types are going to be there, and they shouldn't be on the main stage. But they are. I'm not the one who is running the event. I'm not the one who has made these decisions. There was a lot of controversy over RFK and his requirement of a gun-free zone.
I mean, I didn't know this, but a caller called in last night and said he personally knows people who aren't going to Pork Fest just because of that.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it's you, your money, you do what you want with it. I wouldn't blame somebody who said, I don't want to give money to this organization.
That's the main reason, I understand.
On the other hand, the last few years, at least, the Porcupine Freedom Festival has decentralized the event to the point where there's not a security guard standing at the front gate checking every car that comes in to make sure that you got your Pork Fest badge or lanyard or whatever it is. Usually it's like a little wrist bracelet or something like that.
Don't you think it's kind of messed up to invite or like to tell people they should come without buying a ticket?
No, I don't. Because I think that it is a campground, first and foremost. Porkfest is happening on the campground. And this is what has shifted over the last several years. The problem with the Porcupine Freedom Festival was, at least for some time, that they had had total dominion over the whole campground. And they started setting really restrictive rules for the vendors on the campground. And eventually there was this protest by the vendors who said, you know what, we're done with this. We're not going to abide by these rules anymore. We're going to go over here in this other area of the park where you don't have these rules. The Free State Project was still kind of lording over the whole park, but they were only charging vendor fees in a certain area. And so the vendors just said, you know, we're just going to set up outside of that area. I mean, literally 95% of the vendors went outside of the official vendor area and set up. It was a huge protest.
But what about, like, what if somebody comes and doesn't buy a ticket and then attends all the talks at the pavilion?
There's supposed to be security down there.
I never got checked for anything.
Well, That's not my fault. It's not your fault. But
I mean, I had a ticket, but I'm
if they want to secure their speakers area, then they should secure the speakers area. So,
yeah, I do understand not buying a ticket if you don't want to give money to the people who the tickets are going to pay to speak there. Like,
you could still go to the event and still go to the vendors and still talk to all the people. You just don't go to the quote-unquote pork fest part. And I don't think there's going to be much enforcement, if any, of that. Now, maybe I'm wrong about this. I have heard that, you know, supposedly if someone shows up who's been banned from the event, even if they're on the campground, they're going to be removed.
Yeah, that seems messed up, actually.
So I don't know. So maybe this year...
What are they getting from the... Like, what service are they partaking from the Free State Project without paying if they're there without a ticket?
They could claim they're using the bathrooms. So the campground has bathrooms that are part of the campground, but Porkfest brings in their own porta potties.
Well, what if they only use the campground's bathrooms?
Then no, there's nothing they
could
claim.
And don't you have to pay the campground?
Yeah, you pay the campground $5 a day fee to be there all day, which is no big deal.
$5, that's pretty cheap.
I think that overall the Free State Project is doing a good event. I don't have a problem buying a ticket to it, but I will and I have registered my concerns with this. On the other hand, the RFK Jr. thing seems to be sprouting some flowers. There's some good things that have come out of this. And one of these good things is a lengthy screed from the chairman of the New Hampshire Democratic Party. His name is Raymond Buckley.
Yeah, he's really bad. I can't remember why, but he's just so bad.
Yeah, he blocks me on Twitter, even though I don't think I've ever said a word to the guy.
The things I've seen him say were just so incredibly bad, but I don't remember what they are right now.
Well, you don't get to be the chairman of the Democratic Party and be a good guy, you know? And so here's what he has to say in a letter written to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. about his upcoming appearance at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Wow, he wrote an open letter to RFK Jr. about it?
Yep, and then they posted it on social media. It's now been reposted many times because, well, you'll hear it. Here it is, quote, "Dear Robert F. Kennedy Jr., we have recently become aware of your scheduled appearance as a speaker at the annual Porcupine Freedom Festival, or Porkfest, on Thursday, June 22nd, 2023. Porkfest is sponsored by the libertarian extremist organization called Free State Project. We respect your dedication to public service and your family's irreplaceable role in the history of our republic. However, we must express our serious disappointment and grave concerns about your planned participation in this event."
I feel like they're just making themselves look so bad right away for positioning themselves to be, like, against everything the Free State Project is for. When the Free State, anybody that is just a kind of mild, you know, they're not really chained to one side of the fence or the other, who is like, what is the Free State Project, and looks it up, they're going to see, peace, like, you know, not having the government have total control over our lives. I just think it's so bad. Like, I don't see how they think that this is a good position. Like, we are anti-free state. It's eventually gonna, like, it seems like because of, like, Gunstock and maybe the Croydon school situation that happened in 2021, or was it 2022, whatever. It seems like there was, like, a big pendulum swift, like, anti-free stater pendulum swift.
Oh, yeah. That's because the free staters are making an impact.
But I think that that's kind of going to blow over because it's so unsubstantiated, like, the hate against the free staters. People are going to eventually...
Well, I mean,
like,
from the people that love the government, it's completely substantiated for the people that love the state.
Yeah, but those idiots are trying to convince the people who don't care as much. Like, that's everybody is trying to do that. There are people that don't care out there. They're the ones that end up making the decisions and the votes.
Right.
And I don't think that they're going to be able to be like, free staters are literal monsters forever. they just sound like crazy.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the great responses to this is, what is so extreme about libertarianism? Let's get specific. If you're going to call libertarianism extremism, let's hear it. What do you think is so extreme? And if you want to weigh in with that, maybe you've got an answer to that question. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And let's continue. He says the Free State Project is an organization that has been active for two decades. Its express goal is to encourage libertarians from across America to move to New Hampshire to seize control of government on the state and local level and impose a dystopian lifestyle.
What? Oh, my God. It's just as bad as I thought. It's just crazy. Yeah. It makes them sound crazy.
Dystopian. On the people of the Granite State.
It's like if somebody had not heard about the Free State Project right now and they were like at all intellectually curious and they read that and they're like, a dystopian lifestyle?
Yeah.
What are they trying to do? And they look it up. They're going to think this guy Raymond Buckley is a total idiot trying to lie to them.
Ooh, there's a link to the full letter. This letter does have underlined blue words, so it suggests that there may be actual, like, linkage in here. So let's see, what is it? He links to something on the dystopian lifestyle. Oh, it's an article about the Freetown Project.
Wow, it's so stupid.
Which is literally the idea of a bunch of libertarians moving to a town that barely has a government as is, Grafton, New Hampshire. It's out in the middle of nowhere in the Upper Valley, New Hampshire, in Grafton County. There's, like, no zoning, for instance. There's just not much in the way of government there. And then basically disappear. I mean, that's all these people want to do. They just want to move there and be left alone.
And if anybody gets really curious about that and finds the NBC episode on the Grafton Free City Project or Town Project, they'll see that the fish and game person says, there is no reason to believe there's any correlation between some bear attacks that happened and the Freetown Project.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
That's the big claim of this article that they link to, which is obviously based on the book that is all about the bears, called A Libertarian Walks Into a Bear.
Written by the biggest cuck I've ever witnessed in my life.
He's in that documentary you were talking about, the NBC Boston
documentary.
Yeah,
I don't remember his name, but he's just a total, like, dweeb. He embodies the word dweeb. Yes.
You can check that out at nbcboston.com/freestate. By the way, that documentary series has a great episode about the Porcupine Freedom Festival as well. So you can see a whole episode about Grafton, and you can see, I think it's the second episode is about Porkfest. You can see the whole episode about Grafton. You can see the whole episode about Porkfest. There's one about the Crypto Six. It's a really, really excellent series. And so.
Yeah, wait, did you tell them the link? NBCBoston.com/freestate.
Yep. So that's what they link to, and that's what the chairman of the Democratic Party links to in this letter about the words dystopian lifestyle, is he links to this fake news, fake book about, oh my God, bears are attacking people in Grafton. And as you pointed out, the expert from the state, who you would think would have, like, I don't know, an axe to grind with the Free State Project at best, but the state bear guy said, yeah, no, there's been no increase in bear attacks in Grafton. So there's just nothing to that. But going on, he says, their vision of eliminating New Hampshire's tradition of caring for the common good is fundamentally at odds with the values of the New Hampshire Democratic Party. Now, the Free State Project's vision has nothing to do with the common good as far as being against or being for it. The Free State Project is simply a migration of libertarians who are coming to New Hampshire to gather together into the same place to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. Now, does liberty mean that the common good will suffer? Well, depends on what you mean by the common good. Now, when he says it, what he means, what the Democrats like this guy mean are, hey, those libertarians, they want to come here and stop our government forced wealth redistribution programs. Those help people. Because that's what a lot of Democrats believe. They believe they're wrong about this, but they believe that you can help people with government. That's why they're Democrats.
It's stealing.
It is stealing, Bonnie. Why is that?
Because the other people who are working and, you know, trying to make ends meet for their families, who aren't on welfare, are the ones that are going to pay the government to give people on welfare money. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't have charities. I actually think that charities and non-forced helping of people who are down on their luck would work so much better than the system we have now that encourages people to stay on welfare and doesn't actually have any kind of, like, there's no heart to welfare. You don't go into a building and people talk to you about your problems and see the best way they can help you.
Nope.
People really care about you. You're just going to fill out this paperwork. You're going to get handed some paperwork, and a lot of the times conditions for you to be able to receive any help include things like you can't work any more hours at work, you can't try to move up in life, you can't be in college and receive food stamps, things like that.
Right. If you want to weigh in here, the number is 603-283-6160.
So just drop out of college, and then we'll give you your food stamps, and it'll be fine.
But I think your point is that an individual who is wanting to actually help people would give to private charity. Whether that charity is religious or not, you know, it's up to you. That's the nice thing about a private charity.
Choose the best one.
You get to decide which ones are doing the best job, which ones are helping people in the way that you think that they need to be helped. You get to give them your money. You decide how much to give. You decide on what terms you give and to whom you give. And that's how people get the most help, not through government forced wealth redistribution. So the people who are against the system, like the libertarians are not against the quote-unquote common good.
Or helping people at all.
Right.
In fact, I think that if... The best part about a free market of everything, including, like, police, security, the best part about it is if people that are you're paying to do something like police work, something like it in some other, you know, system that you're voluntarily giving money to do that, if they're doing something like going and pulling over only Mexicans, right now they can do that and you can't do anything about it.
You have to pay for it.
You have to keep paying for your police station, even if you know, even if you found proof that they're only pulling over Mexicans, and you can't do anything about it. And, I mean, it's not like I'm just making that up. It's not like that wasn't happening in Arizona under that one guy that Trump pardoned. You know who I'm talking about?
No.
He's a terrible guy. He had, like, basically he was turning prison into, like...
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Or Arpaio.
Yeah.
Joe Arpaio.
Yeah,
he's a real bad guy.
It was, like, proven that he was, like, telling his troops out, or troops, whatever, his people out, the traffic guys, like, pull over Mexicans. Like, you're getting
money. He ran the tent city infamously and was basically forcing inmates outside to live outside in
in a private situation where you find out, it seems that the security guards that we're paying to, you know, do whatever are only harassing Mexicans. What can you do about it? You can stop paying those people.
So I got more from the outraged Democratic Party chairman who is railing against RFK Jr. coming to speak at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He is freaking out about this. And the thing is, this is nothing new. This is just the latest in a long series of people who are on the authoritarian left who hate the Free State Project. We'll continue here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. President Biden had an odd ending to his speech earlier today on gun safety.
All right. God save the Queen, man.
That was after wrapping up comments on his administration's efforts to combat gun violence. Conservative activists are pouncing on the statement, noting Queen Elizabeth died last year. Passengers at DFW Airport were evacuated today due to what is being called a technical error. Airport officials said an alert was mistakenly activated in Terminal E, asking travelers to leave the building. Employees made announcements after the error to say there was no actual emergency, but not before some people had already left. Toyota engineers are working on an electric car with a fake manual transmission. The engineers say the transmission will serve no purpose, and it would just be for people who like shifting gears for fun. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the latest on the controversy surrounding the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the world's largest libertarian camping event, probably the largest libertarian event on the planet, period. It has become very popular ever since COVID. I mean, it was already a big event, but it wasn't the world's largest prior to COVID. And then all of a sudden people got really interested in moving to New Hampshire because, well, they realized that things are pretty serious out there. The government is cracking down in a big way, and people are super obedient, just doing everything they're told. So might be a good idea to finally get together with some like-minded people and actually make a change in the world. It turns out the Free State Project, whatever you think of the details of the personality conflicts within, because thousands of people in the same place, turns out they don't all get along with one another. The concept is solid. The idea of migrating liberty-minded people that understand freedom, that they understand the non-aggression principle, they're voluntarists, they're libertarians, they're liberty-loving anarchists, bringing those people together into the same geographic area has had a huge impact. In fact, that's what we're proving again tonight with this letter from the chairman of the New Hampshire Democratic, the whole party. He's railing against RFK Jr., who's going to be speaking next week at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. This is proof that the Free State Project has a huge effect on the political scene here in New Hampshire, because anywhere else, the Libertarian Party or whatever groups we're talking about in the other 49 states,
They have zero effect. The chairman of the Democratic Party of, you know, wherever state you live, if it's not New Hampshire, has never written word one about the libertarians where you live. It's just a fact. Because the libertarians where you live have zero impact. Or near to zero impact. They're just not worth talking about. They're not a threat to the status quo, etc. So we're going to come back to that letter here in just a moment. But I actually have a special call on the line here. It's actually a Jitsi call from our friend Footloose, who's on the line with us from his home in Manchester. Welcome, Footloose.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we got you. The only bad news is I actually want to shut my camera off to you. You can keep yours on, and that might help with the latency. There's like maybe a 2 second or so delay between when we're talking. It should be doable. So you are calling in because there's been what seems like an unfortunate development with the Porcupine Freedom Festival and your potential attendance at this. Now, for listeners that don't know you, you are a New Hampshire native. We actually first met you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We had a 3-hour long, I think, interview of you. We did a whole show where you talked about your history.
Great interview.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, I listened to that.
I think it was at the time the longest interview we'd ever conducted. Because normally we only have people in for more than, like, I don't know, a half hour or something like that. But really interesting.
Well, story. I mean, I wasn't expecting all the questions, but you asked a lot of good questions. So
thank you. I appreciate that. And you got an interesting history. We've ended up subsequently kind of getting to know each other because you've been, well, sadly, targeted for your activism here in New Hampshire. We did a lot of protests together during COVID outside of the governor's house, for instance, and you were arrested at least once there and arrested here and there in some other situations. You've been charged with various victimless crimes for these events that you've been attending. And if you want to see Footloose in court, I highly recommend it. You've never seen court footage quite like it. If you just go to freekeen.com and type in Footloose into the search, that should come up with all kinds of really interesting court videos. But somebody apparently got a hair across their butt about you attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, I don't know if you heard. We know Mikey called in, and he's banned as well.
Right.
And then earlier today, I found out that Rochelle Kelly is banned from the infamous Free Playground Play for Your Die incident. And so I was looking at the comments on that post, and Mikey, was saying what his situation, and I agreed with whatever, he was polite about what he had to say and why he's being banned for whatever speech or disagreement between him and Dennis, and I know Dennis has his side.
That's the organizer for listeners that maybe don't know. We interviewed him a couple weeks ago about the various things going on with Porkfest. He's the current main organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and he's doing good work. But also, there's always some controversies. Anyway, go ahead.
So he was tagged in the post or whatever, and apparently Rochelle's banned and Mikey's banned, and I was looking at all the comments. And it was Constance, who's the co-hostess or whatever, she was commenting about the situation and, saying it was because of name-calling is why Rochelle's banned. And
wow.
Rochelle put
what?
On the screen.
Utterly shocked. When I heard, like, last week that Rochelle was banned, I was like, why? And somebody told me it was because she complained about the way that Dennis handled it when her kid got kind of, like, molested at Porkfest.
Correct. Close to it. And we have the screenshots to prove it. They're not good. They're not good-looking screenshots. But, yeah, so it was over that incident. And people were standing up about, it's being billed as family friendly. And then there's somebody maybe broke the rules with the nudity thing and came around. But people spoke up about it. But people should speak up about it and be upset about it. And if your daughter comes to you, your 13-year-old daughter says, hey, some guy's making advances on me. And then you go and do something about it, like, yeah, there should be something done about it, and it should be talked about, and that stuff needs to be stopped immediately and shut down. There's a time and a place for everything. I'm not a prude or something, but it's like if I invited you over here to work on a legal case and then I turn on pornography and then I strip naked, you know, it's you didn't, that's not why you came there. You didn't know that's what you're getting into. Sure, you can get up and leave, but some people might be like, oh, caught off guard and afraid. And so, you know, that type of stuff is, should not be allowed. And there's a lot of contradictions, but yeah. So then she said, cause of name calling. So I said, oh, I feel left out. I commented, I feel left out. I'm wondering why I wasn't banned. And Constance said, you are banned. All three of you are
why?
Banned.
What?
I don't know why I'm banned, but,
before we go on here, the subsequent part,
sure.
Look, I mean, it's obviously it's their event. They can do what they want. But, I mean, as someone who has been banned from the event in the past and have been subsequently restored access to the event, this is a very elite group of people who've been banned from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So welcome to what we've called in the past Pariah Club. You are now part of Porkfest Pariah Club. And so having been banned,
I wear that with pride. We need to make shirts.
In the past, they actually had to convene the board of directors of the Free State Project, and the board of directors had to kind of hear the argument of the organizer or whoever it was that wanted to ban a person in order to make this ban stick. Now, obviously, if it's like the middle of Porkfest and somebody does something that's offensive or, you know, somehow violates another person's rights, then, you know, it's the campground can make the decision to say, toss that person off. There doesn't have to be a meeting of a board or anything like that. But we're still here now, you know, 3 days away from the beginning of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. They certainly have time to, you know, have a discussion about whatever the allegations are. And I cannot believe that somebody is saying, and obviously this is hearsay, we're just hearing it from you, but it's hard to believe that they would ban somebody over name calling. What, you can't handle whoever it is, somebody got their name called and they can't handle that? They can't be in the same campground, the same, you know, acres large, the largest campground in all of New Hampshire. This is Rogers Campground. It's an amazingly beautiful, large place. You can't exist on the same campground as somebody who you don't like? Somebody who said something
mean to you?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand when words are used as a threat.
That's not what we're talking about, but that's what I'm saying.
Name calling someone, that's ridiculous.
Right.
I heard it was specifically because Rochelle Kelly name called Dennis. And I kind of want to explain what I said.
The organizer.
The kid, this is what lots of people have said definitely happened. The kid was at the pool.
This is last year. Right?
Or the year before, I don't know. The kid was at the pool, and this weirdo...
Year before.
Oh, okay, thanks.
...had a noodle, like a pool noodle.
Okay.
It's a float device. Yeah. And was, like, touching the kid inappropriately with it from about, like, you know, 10 feet away or something. But the kid, like, went and told the mom.
Mm-hmm.
That guy got chased through the woods and ejected from Porkfest. So that was good and everything.
Problem solved.
I don't really know why Rochelle was upset with Dennis for the handling of it. I don't know that story.
I don't either.
But from the rumors, she's banned because when she was expressing to Dennis, I'm not happy with the way you handled the situation, he didn't like that. And apparently, according to Frank, maybe there was some name-calling, but that's not worth getting kicked out of Porkfest or banned.
And it was in the off-topic chat where supposedly anything goes, the off-topic Telegram chat.
There's
tons of screenshots of all this. So there was, from what I understand, there was another incident besides that and another person in, like, this, her concerns, Rochelle's concerns were not taken seriously. And the catalyst was that last year there was another incident and somebody said something about it. And I backed them up on it, and, you know, nobody wanted to have anything to do with it. Carla was, she said, I don't care about this, but then other people started talking about it, which is where Rochelle came in and started talking about the previous year and how it wasn't handled properly and all that. And so these are just concerns of the community that they're trying to raise, and then people getting kicked out of the groups and banned And because they just want to make everything look good. Everything's perfect. There's nothing wrong anywhere. And, you know, I have no idea why I'm banned still, but.
Yeah, well, apparently we actually had to get Dennis Pratt, the organizer, on the air with us during an interview for Mikey to call in and ask him why he was banned, because he hadn't found out until he was confronted on broadcast radio. So good luck getting an answer here as to why you've been banned. I mean, it may be to the point where, Frank, what you might have to do is just show up and see what they say. You know, have your video camera ready to roll. I mean, you always have a good one strapped to the front of your chest where you got all the coverage you need. And, you know, just see what they say. Well, you have to leave the campground. Well, why is that? At least maybe they'll tell you in that particular case.
And so, I mean, they don't own the campground, and they didn't rent the entire campground. And Dennis himself has even said it's just that it's his pavilion,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The pavilion that he's renting. He hasn't rented, and he doesn't own every single piece of property on there, so it's not very libertarian of them to ban me from going to meet people who are seasonals there that have invited me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yeah. I have a lot of friends there. And, yeah, people think I'm a Free Stater. I'm not a Free Stater. Again, I'm a native, but I love a lot of Free Staters. I support the idea and everything, but I can't support every single person because I have too much integrity, which these people severely lack. Okay, it's very, very disheartening, and they basically declared war, and I'm prepared for it. Let's go.
Yeah, they picked the wrong guy. Now, let's focus in on something that I think you and I might have a disagreement on, because, you know, we agree on a lot of stuff, but everybody doesn't agree on everything.
Sure.
The nice thing about, you know, being able to disagree and still, you know, interact and hang out or whatever is that's like, you know, how to treat somebody decently. But you've, as I understand it, and I've seen a lot of this from afar, because I was only there for one day last year. Bonnie and I came up, I gave a speech, we hung out for an afternoon, and then we had to be back because I was
and
on.
Neither of us are in that Porkfest Telegram
right,
chat.
Right, so we don't see any of the drama in there. And so I've been pretty disconnected from Porkfest for the last few years because of the federal charges against me due to the Crypto 6. But I caught wind that there was a naked person who had, or partially nude person or whatever, maybe his junk got shown accidentally, supposedly. I don't know.
He was wearing a grass skirt.
Okay.
Down in the pavilion area during the rants, because I was invited actually by Carla to do a rant randomly. I gave a good rant. During that, he came down there, and that's the family area, and that's where there's none of that supposed to be allowed. I didn't see it myself. But just a grass skirt, and, you know, there's, I don't want to make too many out because there's no photo proof of anything, but it was inappropriate. I mean, there's food trucks down there. You're half naked with just nothing, just but this like little grass skirt thing. I don't know. So I did see it, but people were complaining about it who had children, and this is the, so I'm going to, I'll out to do, everybody knows, it's the Body Freedom Village guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why this year now, that's supposed to be a cordoned off area where it's not supposed to come out of that area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I have no, like I said, I have no problem. Like, I watch porn, I'll go to the strip club, like, you know what I mean? But there's a time and a place for these type of things, and like I have said, I don't invite people over here and turn it into something else. So, under false pretenses, it's not very consensual.
So what else we heard about this interaction was the claim. So obviously, you know, every side's got their story to this, right? So, you know, one side says that this person from the Body Freedom Village, I think his name is Jeff. Jeff was inappropriately displaying his junk around children. Somebody claimed it was, you know, we're on broadcast radio here, so we can't get too explicit.
Can we just say in a state of arousal?
Yeah, state of arousal, that's a good one. And other people were saying that's totally false, that this person who made the claim is like an ultra-conservative state representative.
The other thing I've heard from many people
not true.
Is that the claim went from, he was around us, I didn't like that, to, he was staring at my child, too. He was staring at my child and in a state of arousal. Like, why didn't you say that to begin with? And, I mean, none of the three of us saw it, but I think that we can also have a conversation just without any knowledge of whether those things are true.
Right,
about,
right. Should he have been there in the first place? That, I think, is really the big question. And to take you back, Footloose, and our audience back further than last year or whenever it was this one happened, I don't know, a decade ago, there was a guy that stirred up the same hornet's nest of the angry conservatives who were attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He was walking around wearing a loincloth. Now, as I understand it, no one said that his junk slipped out or anything like that. It was just, my God, there's a man in a loincloth here. And at some point, there was also, I think, a topless lady. And, you know, oh, my God.
Well, this is the thing. If I can interject.
Yeah.
Not everybody there, like I said, is there for Pork Fest. There are regular people who've rented campsites, and they don't have tickets to Pork Fest.
That's true, yeah.
Okay, so there's that aspect. And from what I understand, last year, it was a separate incident, but there was a veteran a guy was a veteran, and probably obviously conservative, and this might have been, but yeah, he made threats because of the body freedom if it came around his
wow.
fight with his kids. You know what I mean? So it's like mm-hmm. people got to understand that unless Free State Project rents the entire place out, you know, people need to have a little bit of decorum and respect and, you know, keep it to their sites and whatnot. And I don't know.
Ultimately, I think it comes down to the property owner, right? And in this case, as you pointed out, it's not the Free State Project, it's the campground. And
right.
the campground has dealt with these situations in the past, and essentially the owners basically just shrugged it off, as I understand it. It's like, hey, whatever. You know, if you don't like some lady walking around topless, then sorry. Now, you know,
right.
I don't know how he feels about full frontal nudity. I have not spoken with him directly about that particular question. But it is obviously allowed in the area in which it's allowed, and I'm glad for that, because I think that the Porcupine Freedom Festival should be a welcoming place. It should be a place where if there's like a conservative Christian family and they want to go camp across the campground from the Body Freedom Village, and I believe that's exactly what happens. I think the Christian conservative guys are like in the northeast side of the campground, and then the Body Freedom Village are in like the southwest side. So they literally are as far apart from one another as possible. But, you know, the reality is, you know, as you're walking around, people mix. You know, you can be in your areas when you're taking a nap or cooking, you know, over the campfire or whatever it is you're doing, hanging out with your friends. But, yeah, maybe you want to go into the Pork Fest area and watch a speech, or you want to go and buy some food from a vendor in the vendor area. And so people are going to intersperse with one another. And I think what we have experienced this year, which is not a new thing at all, is there's just certain conservative people who, you know, they like some of the libertarians or whatever. I don't know why they're at this particular event, but they're there, and they get all in a huff about somebody expressing, you know, body freedom or whatever, and then they start to make a huge to-do about it, as though that it shouldn't be allowed anywhere. And some people will even refuse to attend the festival. There was a large number of them who were protesting the entire festival, which I think is good. Please, don't come. You know, if you think that your kid seeing a person in drag or a topless lady is going to corrupt them to their core, then you really don't belong at a freedom festival.
And another thing I'd like to add is, I think that this person might have been trying to compromise by going to these places with a grass skirt on. I don't know how much it covers because I've never seen
it. Yeah, we haven't seen it. And Footloose,
yeah,
like you said, you didn't see
it either.
Yeah.
But people did say the whole thing, he was aroused or whatever and this and that. And I mean, that's where I feel like it's crossing the line. And it's like the time and the place thing. It's like, don't. If you like to smoke weed, like, don't blow it in everybody's face,
mm-hmm.
okay? But don't smoke weed. That's just not okay. I don't think that violates the NAP, but that's super disrespectful, and somebody might violate the NAP if you do something like that. So that's what people need to understand, is that, you know, it's not all people have the same beliefs everywhere, whether we consider ourselves libertarians or not. And we're all going to have to coexist in some way, right? Because I consider myself as far libertarian as you can get, to the point of anarchy, right? And so no leaders, no rulers, mm-hmm. right? Leaderless. I believe the Constitution is an anarchist document, okay? And I'm willing to debate anybody on that or speak on that. It has the right to revolution in it, the state constitution here in New Hampshire, and it also has the 9th and the 10th Amendment of the federal constitution. The right to nullification is done by the people in the states, and that's what I do. You see what I do. You know, like, I had all these court cases that everybody hate me over, but I won them all, right? I just had 4 wins. I got the one guilty for whatever, and I'll take care of that for saying shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
When I was just illegally arrested and this woman was arrested for saying amen. Yeah. I mean, how the Free State Project is, you know, attacking natives and activists like this and being anti-libertarian by banning people who disagree with people. Nobody's been assaulted over any of this stuff. And like you said, we can disagree. We're going to disagree as long as nobody's getting assaulted over it. That's all that should matter to me. You know what I mean? Once that happens, then whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, it's particularly disturbing what you're talking about here tonight, because you said people have been banned, allegedly, this Rochelle Kelly being banned for just simply allegedly insulting somebody,
yeah.
essentially free speech. Meanwhile, Maj Tour actually did threaten to assault somebody, and we've talked extensively about that, and he's being paid to speak. They didn't rescind his speaker's fee and uninvite him from the event, which they probably should have done, because he still has yet to make any kind of public statement rescinding the statement that he made. Supposedly, Dennis Pratt, the organizer of Porkfest, had a conversation with him where Maj clarified, allegedly, that, oh, no, he's only going to attack a drag queen if they're reading sexual things to children without their parents' consent, which is a completely different thing than what he actually said publicly, which is that he would just roll up and assault anybody at a drag queen story. So, do you want to stick with us, Footloose, to continue this? All right, we're going to continue here in moments. Actually, I think we have a call for you on the line from Aria DeMezzo, who's at Forkfest right now. We're coming.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.